Hello and welcome to Potternims, a Harry Potter podcast about Wizarding World words. My name is Al, and I'm a giant nerd. With me is my co-host and brother.
Hi, I'm Eric, and I'm not quite the Harry Potter geek or word nerd that Al is, so most of this will be new to me. Obviously, there will be spoilers.
Each week, I'll choose a Wizarding World word and tell you all about why it is so awesome and clever. So whether you're like me and you know most of this already,
or you're like me and most of this is a surprise,
I hope you learn something that will add to your enjoyment of this phenomenal fantasy world.
It's time for the third of the four Hogwarts founders, Rowena Ravenclaw.
Rowena Ravenclaw. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, I'm not sure if I remembered that first name at least.
The alliteration is strong with these founders.
Oh, yes. So I'm very curious to learn.
So Rowena was a Scottish witch. She was tall, beautiful, pale, with long dark hair, noted for her intelligence, wisdom, and creativity.
Okay.
She was often called the most brilliant witch of her time, which is something that's also often attributed to Hermione.
Mm-hmm.
Who could, I'm sure, easily have been in Ravenclaw.
Yeah.
Ravenclaw came up with the location of Hogwarts, because it's in Scotland, which was her home.
Okay.
And possibly even the name of Hogwarts.
Oh. So
we'll talk about Hogwarts in another episode, but, okay, you know, she might have had that influence on the school.
Okay, so very important to the,
yes,
the history here.
And she was probably also the one who designed the moving staircases, the changing floor plan of the place.
Yeah. Very creative.
Very creative, yes. And she may have been married, it's not really known, but she did have a daughter. So she at least had a partner of some kind at some point. Her daughter's name was Helena, or Helena, I don't know, however you want to say it.
Okay.
And now we've previously talked about Gryffindor and Slytherin. Mm-hmm. And both of them had, like, a relic or two. You know, Gryffindor mm-hmm. had his sword and to a lesser extent, the sorting hat. Yep. And Slytherin had his locket that mm-hmm. became a Horcrux.
Yes.
Now, Rowena Ravenclaw also had a relic. Do you remember okay. what that is?
No. The only thing I'm thinking of is a Ravenclaw.
Oh, boy. Like a That's rabbit's just... foot, like my lucky Ravenclaw.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That would be just no. too on the nose.
That was not it.
No, remind me.
Her relic was a diadem. You know what a diadem is?
No.
Okay. It's like a tiara, basically.
Oh,
kind
okay.
of like a crown. Okay. And her diadem was said to enhance the wisdom of the wearer.
Okay.
Because wisdom and intelligence were her special qualities. Now, this diadem was stolen by Rowena Ravenclaw's daughter, Helena, because she wanted to become more intelligent and important than her mother.
Aha.
So she stole it and she ran off. And Rowena was ashamed of this and hid the theft and the betrayal from everyone. And shortly after that, she fell ill and she sent for her daughter being like, I forgive you. Please just come. I want to see you one last time, you know, before I die.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't come.
Oh.
I won't go into this very much because I'm going to do an episode on Helena okay. eventually. But it's said that a broken heart contributed to Rowena's death
mm-hmm.
because of her daughter. But, you know, because she had kept this hidden, that her daughter had stolen the diadem, once she died, it was thought to have been lost.
Yeah.
And nobody knew what happened to it. It was hidden for centuries. And it comes back into play when Tom Riddle, young Voldemort, discovers where it is, finds it, and turns it into one of his Horcruxes.
Okay, yes. Mm-hmm.
He has objects from all of the founders except for Gryffindor. He wanted Gryffindor's sword, but he couldn't get it. But then this Horcrux, Harry finds it during the last battle of Hogwarts in the Room of Requirement with all the junk.
Mm-hmm.
And it ends up being destroyed along with everything else in that room by the out-of-control fiend fire that Malfoy's crony Crab set.
Yes. Vaguely yes. remembering this object now.
So that was Ravenclaw's relic, her diadem. Mm. Well, let's get into her name.
Yeah.
So there are several etymological origins possible for Rowena.
Mm-hmm.
It could possibly be from the old Germanic Anglo-Saxon Rod and Win. Rowena, Rod Win.
Yeah.
Rod means fame and Win means joy or friend. So Rowena was a famous witch and she was a member of a famous group of friends, the four founders of Hogwarts.
Okay. Yeah.
And the Old English potential origin for Rowena is very similar. Rodwin probably grew out of the Old Germanic. Or it could be Rod coming from Ron. Shout out to the Ron episode. Do you remember we talked about that in relation to King Arthur?
Yeah, Knights at the Round Table. Not remembering the specific.
Okay. King Arthur's spear, as opposed to his sword Excalibur. His spear was named Ron. So Ron means spear. So the first part of Rodwin is spear. And then Gwen or Gwen means bright. So bright spear.
Okay.
I don't know. She's kind of like a shining, fierce and bright witch of her time, maybe?
Yeah, that could work too. I like the first one a little bit more fitting or a little bit more obvious. Yeah.
I think so too. Well, I've got a couple more, and you can decide which one's the most fitting.
Okay.
And this is the one that I thought of when I was reading Harry Potter originally. So I thought that Rowena came from Rowan.
Yes.
Which is a kind of tree.
Okay.
It's also known as mountain ash, and it's often associated with magic. Rowan trees are thought to be magical in different ways. So I was like, oh, Rowena, like the magical tree. That's kind of fitting for this powerful witch.
Yeah, I'm almost seeing some parallels between kind of what you mentioned at the beginning, that she may have had influence in where Hogwarts is started, kind of planting the seed to grow this magical tree that is there and stable well past your lifetime kind of thing.
I like it. I like it. We're going with that.
This is the one.
Yes. So Rowan, the tree name, comes from the Old Norse Reynir, which means to redden, which refers to this tree is famous for having quite bright red berries on it.
Okay.
And then the Old English name for the Rowan tree is Quickbeam, C-W-I-C.
Oh, interesting.
But it's pronounced Quickbeam. In the 19th century, it was associated quick with Wiccan, witches.
Witches.
Yes. Yeah. Magical tree. It was thought to give protection against malevolent beings, which at that time was against witches, but associated with witches anyway.
Okay, for sure.
But also related to the Rowan tree, we talked about it, it had these red berries. Mm-hmm. Which are quite popular food for many birds. Mm-hmm. And Rowena is associated in multiple ways with birds. You know, of course, Raven for her last name, but her symbol is actually the eagle. So.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Just to confuse you.
Yeah.
Then there are lots of references to Rowenas in literature.
Okay.
So in Welsh poetry, there's a Rowena who's known as the mother of the nation, which, you know, she was kind of the mother of Hogwarts in one of the mothers of Hogwarts. Yes. In the Matter of Britain, which is a collection of medieval literature that includes like the legends of King Arthur. So in this collection, there's a Rowena who's a queen of Britain. She was the daughter of the Anglo-Saxon chief Hengist, and she was the wife of Vortigern, and she's kind of presented as a beautiful femme fatale in this story. You know, she won her kingdom by treacherously seducing the king of the Britons, Vortigern, into marrying her, and she kind of ends up taking on a wicked stepmother role. So not really related to Rowena Ravenclaw, except that this character is obviously clever. So that's one reference for Rowena in literature.
Yeah.
There's also a callback to the Cedric episode when we talked about Ivanhoe by Walter Scott being, you know, the typo that spawned Cedric. Go listen to that episode. It's fun.
Yes. Where the name was created. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But in that same book, there's a character called Rowena, and she is Ivanhoe's love interest. And she's basically just like a typical lady of the time. Not very similar with Ravenclaw, but this character helped change the association of the name to more romantic instead of this evil queen stepmother.
I see. Kind of flipping the mindset on the name.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And then, one more literature reference here. In Edgar Allan Poe's Ligeia, now I don't know if I'm saying that right, L-E-G-E-I-A, you just said. Ligeia, which is a story of the unnamed narrator, his first wife was called Ligeia, and she was raven-haired and very intelligent. She dies of illness, and his second wife is Lady Rowena, and she also dies and ends up coming back in the form of his first wife. So kind of blending Rowena into the dark hair and intelligent aspect, which is very similar to Ravenclaw.
So it sounds like kind of there's been a literary evolution to this
movie. Yes.
The Harry Potter books is kind of following that character arc over, you know, years of different literature references.
Yeah. So lots about Rowena there.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Ravenclaw.
Okay.
So Ravenclaw, it's pretty obvious. It's portmanteau, raven, and claw. But ravens are known to be among some of the smartest of birds. Very quick learners. So that makes sense for this character known for prize for her intelligence.
For sure.
And the other famous thing about ravens is that they protect the Tower of London. Have you heard about this?
Not really, no.
Okay. Have you ever been to the Tower of London?
Yes, just walking through London as one of the stops, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, there is a legend that if there are ever less than six ravens living at the tower, then the tower will fall.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So the beefeaters, the guys in the red fancy outfits, they take care of a group of ravens that live at the tower, and they keep nine of them there, you know, a couple extra for security, yep. just in case, because they are allowed to roam free all around the tower during the day, but they have clipped their wings, so they won't fly away, hopefully.
Oh.
So that's a famous thing to when you go visit the tower, you gotta see if you can find the ravens.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. I'd never heard of that.
No? Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. So there's a lot of connections there.
There's a lot, yes.
Remind me, like, when you say someone has raven hair, that's dark hair, or does that mean that there's tints of redness in there, too? That's really dark.
I think
dark,
it's mostly dark hair.
Dark
hair, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Basically black or really dark brown.
Yeah, okay.
Raven colored, yeah.
That would fit, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and Rowena did have raven hair.
Yeah.
And ravens are also sometimes associated with death and lost souls, mostly because they eat the dead meat of other birds.
Yep.
A big part of Rowena's story is, you know, the death of her death after losing her daughter in that heartbreak. Yeah. So makes sense for ravens that being associated with death and lost souls.
Yeah, for sure. Oftentimes in imagery, whether it's painting or movie or something, it's always gray at the funeral and there's always ravens flying right? in the sky.
Yeah. Or it's raining and everybody's got black umbrellas.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of cool little connections in there that definitely tie the character together a lot.
Yeah.
Is there anything fancy about Claw?
No, I didn't really look into Claw that deeply. You know, Claw is the talon, the sharp feet of the raven. Helps them grip onto things. I don't know.
you need really good grip to be able to handle the moving stairs that, right? that yes. Rowena created. Grip your raven claws into those steps once they start moving.
Nice. Oh, I also had just, we were talking about ravens being associated with death and loss, and we talked about Edgar Allan Poe's Ligeia, but he also wrote The Raven, most famously. Mm. Which is the story of someone lamenting the loss of someone he loved.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Rowena laments the betrayal and the loss, even though it's not death, but it is loss of her daughter.
Yeah, oh, that's kind of a sad way to go after such a big life.
It's a tragic end.
Yeah. So, sorry, I am curious from your story at the start of this episode on Rowena's daughter, Helena. Do we know at all, like, what Helena did or what happened?
We do know a little bit about that, but I'm going to do an episode on Helena, so stay tuned, yes.
All right, so I'm teeing you guys up, so make sure you're subscribed so that you get to get the rest of that story once that episode drops.
So, yeah, and if you want more Potternims, you can find us on Facebook and Instagram and on YouTube with animated versions of these episodes and smaller clips if you just want to learn a little bit about each character.
Head on over to patreon.com/potternims2 to get some bonus clips from our episodes, blooper reels, quizzes, wallpapers, fun stuff like that. Check us out there.
Please rate and review to help others find us and share us with all your Potterhead friends. Well, until next time, I'm Al.
And I'm Eric.
And this has been Potternims.